Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley is gearing up for its Whiskey and Wags Trivia Brunch fundraiser on Sunday, June 22nd at Whiskey Republic in Redlands, and Wagon Wednesday at the Inland Empire 66ers game on Wednesday, July 23rd. Here to tell us more is Jill Henderson, Director of Development and Community Outreach for the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley. Thank you for joining me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I always love coming here.
Start by telling us about the programs and services you currently offer.
It's a great question because it can be confusing. We're not a shelter and we don't adopt out animals, which is the assumption given the name, which makes sense. So we have a low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccination clinic. We have a humane education program and a cruelty investigation program.
How can community members qualify for low-cost or additional assistance from the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley?
That's my favorite part about our programs and services. They're basically open to everybody. So you're going to come in and all the prices are low cost every day of the week, no matter what the service is, as long as it's a service we provide. But then if you're in a situation where maybe you're on a fixed income, you're a senior, you're experiencing homelessness, you are recently been on unemployment, we do have additional programs that people can then qualify for, but none of them are based on location. So you really can, no matter where you're hearing this, no matter where you are, you can come get our services. We'll be able to find a way to help you out.
Tell us, what is humane education?
This is so fascinating. I know we've talked about this before, you and I thought it was just really cute bringing puppies to classrooms. But there's a study called The Link where like violent criminals, people who are like serial killers, their first act of violence is always on an animal when they're a child. So the thinking behind humane education is you get to the child before that act of violence, teach them about kindness and compassion to animals, to each other, to the environment. You break the link. They don't hurt that animal. They maybe don't go on to commit violent crimes, which is mind blowing. But also for other members of the community who are youth, it's just learning about animals, learning about kindness, learning about taking care of ourselves, taking care of others, and animal safety as well. So it really has a lot of components that are really important for children.
What are some of the signs that an animal might be being abused, and how should someone report suspected animal cruelty to the Cruelty Investigation Department?
So it really runs the gamut. It could be as simple as you noticed your neighbor has their dog tied up and no access to water, and it's summertime. And so you're concerned because there's a lack of shade, there's no free will to go get the water, and that is animal cruelty. That's animal abuse. Now, a lot of times it's correctable by an officer going out, educating the pet owner, and then returning to make sure that the changes have been made. So that's the best case scenario when someone's reporting cruelty to animals. The worst case is someone's actually actively abusing their pet. So you would look for signs of injury that haven't been treated, dogs that are vomiting and maybe have parvo and are getting treated, treatment, dogs that are scarred because they're involved in dog fighting. But the thing I always say is just if you have a feeling in your gut, maybe you can't even articulate it, you're just going to call anyway. It's see something, say something is for animals too, because they're voiceless. So you would just call one of our officers. You could go online to our website and report it and remain completely anonymous if that makes you more comfortable, or you can stop in and speak to an officer in person at our office.
I'm speaking with Jill Henderson, Director of Development and Community Outreach for the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley. I ask this anytime someone involved in animal welfare is in the studio, but it just still doesn't sink in with a lot of people. So I'm determined to keep asking it until it does. Why is it so important to spay and neuter our pets?
And I'm determined to keep answering because it blows my mind too. So first of all, the pet overpopulation crisis. If you don't work in the field of veterinary medicine or shelter medicine or sheltering, and if you're not an avid animal lover like you are, you don't know. So I didn't necessarily know before I worked at the Humane Society either until I was really educated on it. And there are so many stray animals in our community, especially cats right now. And there are so many dogs in the shelters that aren't finding homes, and they're overcrowded, they're overpopulated. And even working with partner rescues, it's not solving the problem. The answer is prevention. So when you spay and neuter animals, you're just helping the animals that are around have a better life, a better chance. But in addition to that, it comes down to the most basic veterinary care for your pet. It comes down to things like it's going to save you money in the long run. People just don't know. So it's going to prevent a lot of cancers and other illnesses that can happen to your pet. You want to get ahead of that to keep them safe. In some dogs, you know, maybe especially male dogs, it could lead to like less aggression, less chances of them trying to run out of your home to find a female. So there's no like end to the list of reasons why there's no negatives. It's very safe. So yeah, keep asking, because that's our dream too, is for everybody to know.
The weather is starting to warm up. What do pet owners need to know as we get ready for summer?
Such a great question. If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your pet. So if you decide to take them for a walk in August at, you know, 1 p.m, that's going to be difficult for you because it's so warm. It's going to be difficult for them. So you want to put your hand on any asphalt or sidewalk that a pet might be walking on to gauge a little bit of what it would feel like to the pads of their paws and if it's appropriate or not. I can't believe we're still saying this, but you cannot leave a child or a pet in a car to run into the store. It heats up so fast inside the car and they're going to get really sick. And, you know, people could break into your car to get them. So you definitely need to do the kind thing and just think of your pet as yourself. What would you be comfortable with? You need access to water. You need shade. You need air conditioning. And just to be really mindful of watching for like panting or any signs that maybe they're dehydrated or they're overheated.
You've got a couple of fundraisers coming up. Tell us about Whiskey and Wags Trivia Brunch.
I am so excited about Whiskey and Wags Trivia Brunch at Whiskey Republic because it's new. And I love whenever we get to do a new fun event. So it's on Sunday, June 22nd. The event itself is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., but the trivia portion is from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. So you come anytime in that window. Say you're not into trivia, you're just into snacks and brunch, because who's not, right? So you're just going to come and 10% of your bill is going to be donated back to the Humane Society. So right there, it's a win. You come have brunch, you help animals. Win-win. But then if you're like, hey, I'm really competitive, I want to go with my friends, I want to do trivia, it's going to be fun. That part technically is free to enter too. We're just suggesting a $5 donation per person, but it's really name your own donation. We're so excited about it. Some staff members went to a trivia night, a Gilmore Girls trivia night, and that's what made this idea come into fruition. And we love our friends at Whiskey Republic, so we're excited they wanted to partner with us. It could be teams of any size. We're going to have raffles, very casual, very fun. So we're really hoping the community wants to come out and support it.
And tell us about Wagon Wednesday at the 66ers game.
So I'm really excited about this event because I love an event you can actually bring your pet to. So we have some events like, you know, our casino night or a trivia brunch where pets can't necessarily always come, right? But the 66ers have this great program with every Wednesday home game, you can bring your dog to the game. So obviously, I'm just going to put out there a little disclaimer. You want to make sure your pet is the appropriate temperament to bring them to a baseball game. You know your dog better than I do. So one specific Wednesday, which is Wednesday, July 23rd, that's a 6:30 game, we're selling tickets through a special link on our website. And when you buy the tickets directly from our link, from us, we're going to get like $5 back per ticket. And we have a celebrity first pitch. It's very exciting. It's our veterinarian's dog, Apollo, who's going to be dropping the first pitch. So if you do decide to come, you want to come early. It's just a fun night out with your animal. And I've seen golden retrievers sit in a full-on seat and watch the whole game. But like I said, you know your pet best.
How else can the community support the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley, either by donations or volunteering or anything else?
So there's so many ways, and a lot of them are are easy and cost nothing. So the first thing is, if you follow us on social media and you just share when we're like, hey, we need towels, we need blankets, newspaper to line the cages, stuff like that, just sharing our events and helping us spread the word about things, that's invaluable. That word of mouth and the power of social media is really important to us. But also, back to the newspapers, if you even get the newspaper still, you could bring it to us when you're done reading it and we could use it to line the cages. Again, it costs you nothing. Spring cleaning, and you're like, hey, I have some towels, I have some blankets I don't need anymore, even pillowcases, because in a pinch, a pillowcase can work to transport a cat. Then you could just drop those off. Of course, monetary donations are what make the world go round, and we appreciate those whenever it's possible, but we know times are tough, so that's why we try to get creative with things like our events. So when you are spending money and donating to us, you're getting something back for you and your pet.
I've been
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Speaking with Jill Henderson, Director of Development and Community Outreach for the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley. Tell us again where we can go to get more information.
So you want to visit our website, which is hssbv.org. You could also look us up on Facebook or Instagram.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And thank you for the work that you are doing to help the furry friends in our community.
No, thank you. You're such a great advocate. I don't know what we'd do without you. So we appreciate you as well.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.